Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Matt Leon, and here's what's happening. Kata Scott's death has been ruled a homicide. That's according to Philadelphia Police Deputy Commissioner Frank Venor, who says that the medical examiner's report has been released. Authorities have also revealed new details into the relationship between Scott and the man charged in her kidnapping. The two-week search for Scott came to a tragic end over the weekend after her body was discovered in a shallow grave in Germantown. More from KYW Crime and Justice reporter Kristen Johansson.
According to court records, there were dozens of calls between Kata Scott and Keon King on October 4th, the day Scott went missing. The filing also reveals some texts. One Scott sent saying, "Kidnap me again," King allegedly replying, "Better be up to," followed by Scott telling him to call her when he got there. A co-worker of Scott's told Detective Scott was upset and said over the phone, "I can't believe you're calling me about this," and then walked towards a dark-colored car parked outside the nursing home in Chestnut Hill, where she worked just before 10:15 p.m. Scott's phone then goes dead 9 minutes later. Detectives say King was at the rec center near the Ada Lewis Middle School in Germantown less than 15 minutes later, and they believe Scott was likely dead at that point. They say surveillance video shows King getting out of the black car, which was a stolen Hyundai Accent, and walking away. The next night, they say King drove back to the rec center in a gold Toyota Camry with someone else, and the two seemed to remove something heavy from the Hyundai towards the area where Scott's remains were eventually found.
Investigators are now recommending murder charges for King. Amazon is being sued by the state of New Jersey for alleged workplace discrimination against pregnant women and people with disabilities. Details from KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty.
The suit filed by New Jersey Attorney General Matt Platkin alleges Amazon automatically puts someone on unpaid leave when they request accommodations because of pregnancy or a disability. Platkin says under state law, employers are required to make reasonable arrangements for these employees to continue working.
You get pregnant, you ask for an accommodation that you are entitled to under state law. What is their response? They put you on unpaid leave. They take your paycheck away just for asking for what you're legally entitled to.
Platkin also took action against Amazon earlier this week, filing a suit alleging the company is misclassifying some delivery drivers as independent contractors,
depriving them unlawfully of rightful wages and benefits, and hurting the state's unemployment insurance funds, among other harms as a result.
Amazon has not yet responded to our request for comment. A Colorado man has been charged with vehicular homicide and other offenses in connection with an accident on the New Jersey Turnpike that killed four teenagers over the weekend. According to court documents, 41-year-old Christopher Neff was drinking at the Turnpike Inn in Carney's Point late Saturday into early Sunday and then ended up driving the wrong way on the turnpike, leading to a head-on crash that killed the 19-year-old driver in the other vehicle and three passengers, all 18 years old. Blood test shows Neff's blood alcohol level was 0.22, nearly triple the legal limit. Neff was hospitalized with two broken legs and several other injuries. Two men charged with starting a fire at a Fairhill pizza shop that killed a Philadelphia firefighter 3 years ago will spend decades behind bars following their sentencing in federal court Wednesday. KYW's Matt Coughlin reports.
The collapse of the building at 300 West Indiana Avenue on June 18, 2022 did more than destroy the structure. It took the life of firefighter Lieutenant Sean Williamson, injured five other first responders, and forever changed several families. Al Ashraf Khalil, the owner of Star Pizza Fish and Chicken, was sentenced to 40 years in federal prison, and delivery driver Isam Jakama was sentenced to 25 years. The pair were found guilty of causing the fire by a federal jury in November 2024. Khalil owned the building and was looking to collect on a $400,000 insurance claim. Williamson's son Patrick and sister Erin spoke to Judge Cynthia Ruth before sentencing. Erin, a teacher, says her brother, 14 years older than she, put her through college and basically raised her after their father died.
In his own address to the judge, Khalil said he was selfish and his actions had cost the city a real hero. A Pennsylvania House committee advanced a bill that would amend the state constitution to protect abortion rights. But as we hear from KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melworth, the amendment has a long way to go.
The House Judiciary Committee advanced a series of bills addressing reproductive rights, including one from Chester County Democrat Danielle Friolatin that would amend the Pennsylvania constitution to protect reproductive rights and abortion in Pennsylvania.
Abortion is now banned or severely restricted in nearly 20 states, and we've seen the human cost. Preventable maternal deaths in Texas and Georgia, and even a 10-year-old rape victim forced to cross state lines to receive care in Ohio.
Supporters say the amendment's necessary after the Supreme Court's Dobbs decision shifted abortion policy to the states. Minority Chair Republican Rob Kaufman says the number of abortions in Pennsylvania has risen every year since Dobbs.
This amendment is unnecessary, but even more, it's dangerous to the future of Pennsylvania's family.
Both the State House and Senate need to pass a proposed constitutional amendment in two consecutive sessions, and then it goes on the ballot for all Pennsylvania voters to decide. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.